And I'm Anne Forbes Cooper.
This is Richard Roth.
And May happens to be National Bike Month. And with the weather warming up, it's just the perfect time to start bringing out your spanners and adjusting all the whatnots on the bike. And my next guest is Brian Hunter, a former park ranger with the National Park Service, who has opened Catskill Cycles at the former Swamp Angel Antiques Gallery space at 347 Main Street, Catskill. So welcome to the afternoon show, Brian.
Thank you. Good evening.
Hi. Was it a coincidence that you opened your bike shop during National Bicycle Month?
Well, no, not at all, because now is the time, you know, the spring when, as you said, people are beginning to think about getting out on their bikes, and that was the timing that I wanted to take advantage of in the opening.
And how many bikes are you opening with? What kind of bikes do you
have? About 46. I have a full range of bikes, comfort bikes, hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes.
And more than one manufacturer?
Fuji, Breezer, Terry Bikes, which is a women-specific company, and SE Bikes, which mainly makes BMX and fixed-gear bikes.
And why Catskill?
Well, it's a beautiful area, and my wife just happens to be from Catskill, and we moved up here when she got a job in the area, and I saw the perfect opportunity.
You yourself are a bicyclist, I suppose?
Oh, yes, I've ridden bicycles just about my entire life, and started off as a touring cyclist, and then when I met Amy, she got me into mountain biking, and I've loved that ever since.
In fact, we couldn't talk to you earlier, right? Because you were out riding your bike, bike tour.
Well, we're actually in the middle of our ride right now.
Oh! Yeah. Okay, well, we'll try not to detain you on this lovely evening.
Oh, it's fine. I could use a break anyway.
So, is there any competition for a bike shop? Are there any other bike shops nearby?
Certainly. In Coxsackie, there's Coxsackie Bike and Sport, as well as Windham Mountain Outfitters. In Socrates, there's Revolution Cycles, and in Woodstock, there's Overlook Mountain Bikes. I see it more as a strength rather than competition, because it shows that there's a strong interest in the area in cycling.
Yeah.
However, there was a vacuum in Catskill. If you look on the map, all those areas surround Catskill. So,
you filled it. You came along and filled the vacuum.
Yes, I certainly hope so, yeah. And just to get back to the point of the other bicycle shops in town, in the area, they are all very active in promoting cycling, and that's what I believe is important, to work together.
Now, presumably, with the economy the way it is, and gas prices going through the roof, it's a good incentive for people to start to think about cycling again.
Certainly, that's just one of the many reasons to cycle, and just happens to be on the forefront of people's minds right now, but you know, just general fitness, I think, is one of the most important reasons to do it, because it's fun to do. It's not really fun to go in the gym and work out for an hour, but riding a bike is fun. It brings a smile to everyone's face.
What sort of mileage do people use in making a typical bike ride? I mean, if you have a sort of favorite route, how long do people ride?
Well, that varies greatly. I mean, when I first started mountain biking, an 8-mile ride would wipe me out. You know, towards the end of the riding season, I could go on a 30 or 40-mile ride. So it varies with people, and certainly there are races out there, mountain bike races, that are 100 miles in length, and even overnight races. So it just depends on your fitness level and then what you feel comfortable with.
Now, I live in Catskill. So what are the nearest bike trails? What are the best bike trails to Catskill?
Well, right now, my wife Amy and I are up at the Round Top, and we're riding behind Riedelbauer's Resort. And in my opinion, from what I've been able to find so far for single-track mountain biking, it does not get any better than that. We've ridden all up and down the East Coast, and this is one of our most favorite places we've ridden.
Oh, really?
You said Round Top, Ryan?
Yes, in Round Top.
And isn't there a proposal to create a more formal bike track among all the resorts there in Round Top? Do you know about that?
There is. I attended a meeting. It's actually quite a large turnout that was organized by the Round Top Mountain Bike Association. Gary Campbell, Ian Powell, Seamus Powell, and Matt Henry, I believe. They're the organizers of that, and they've done a lot of work, and they brought in IMBA, the International Mountain Biking Association, who they're known worldwide to be excellent stewards of mountain biking. And the turnout was very positive, and I felt like it was a good time.
Do you have to drive to these places, or can you just set off from home, from Main Street to Catskill?
Well, Round Top, you could certainly ride there. That would be a long ride to get here. We happen to have driven. But there are places around Catskill that you can go ride, and up at North-South Lake as well. So mountain biking, and a lot of times you do have to drive to the trailheads, unless you're fortunate enough to have a trail network in your backyard. But a road bike, you can just leave on your bike and go for a beautiful ride, especially in the Catskills.
Yes, and you do repairs as well, is that correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Do you do repairs on, like, old bikes? I have a really old bike.
Yes, please bring it in. I love old bikes.
Oh, you love old bikes?
Yeah, you have such great character. Yes, I'll work on any bike. If I can fix it, then
if it's fixable,
I'll work on it.
You'll be able to fix it, right.
Cool.
And so, but you'll just be selling new bikes. You're not going to go into the second-hand market at all.
No, I'm not. No, just new bikes. We'll be offering some rentals.
Oh, rentals, yes, yes. Tell us about that. Is that going to be coming soon?
I have two bikes right now set aside for rentals, and if there's a greater interest, then I can certainly provide more. So, yes, they are available.
And what do you see as the role of a bike shop in the community?
Well, to provide people in the community first with a place to bring their bicycles to get maintained, because a bicycle, a quality bicycle, lasts you nearly a lifetime with regular maintenance, and also to introduce new people to bicycling, because it's such a great and healthy sport.
What's included in regular maintenance?
I'm sorry.
What does regular maintenance entail in a bicycle?
Well, at the most basic level, just ensuring that your chain and sprockets are all lubricated and clean. Monitoring the wheels and making sure they're staying in true. Brake pads are adjusted properly, and the list goes on. Bottom brackets can, bearings can sometimes wear out. And just making sure all the nuts and bolts are tightened. And much of that people can do on their own as well before they even leave for a ride.
Yeah.
Brian, I have another question. This is Tom Rowe. You've only been open in Catskill for a few days. I'm wondering if you have any fresh ideas about Catskill. There, a number of businesses have closed recently, and there's a number of shuttered stores. If it's if you're finding it's difficult to get customers already, or if you have any kind of a new perspective since you just moved into the neighborhood.
Right. I haven't had too much trouble getting new customers. I mean, I already have four people that have brought their bikes for me to work on, and there's been a lot of interest in purchasing bikes. But also, I believe one idea that I would like to pursue is the idea of interpretive group rides, where there's such a rich history in the Catskill area of artists and architecture and so on, to have an expert in that field go along on the trip, and you stop at different locations of interest and get an interpretive analysis of what location.
I think that's a terrific
idea.
Combine
that with exercise and riding a bike.
I think that's just a terrific idea. As soon as you get one going, let us know. We'll put it up on the website and start signing up. Presumably, just about you, one additional question about your role in the community. This is a great opportunity to reach out to schools and to get kids more involved with biking.
Absolutely. I mean, I started biking as a kid, as I think pretty much everyone who rides did. And maybe that's one of the things that is such a draw to biking, is because it brings back memories of childhood. So certainly it's a great way to guide kids and give them discipline and something to strive for to achieve.
But you know what I've just realized is that I don't actually see all that many young kids on bicycles. I see lots of them getting into cars and zooming off with their parents. But there seems
that's
to be
true, but I do see kids in Catskill riding bikes and skateboards. But you're right, cars are people's preferred mode of transportation right now, and I think the bike can take at least some of the burden away from that.
Yeah. Are you going to be selling any accessories?
Yes. Oh, yes. I have full complement of accessories, helmets, gloves, any, you know, tools for someone who might want to do some maintenance of their own. Anything that you need to have, you know, a bike ride, I have for sale.
Okay. Well, I'll be coming along with my broken down old bike, haul it out of the basement there. So.
Great.
I think my daughter needs a bell on her bike. You have bells?
I have bells. I have dinosaur horns.
Oh.
You know, the squeaker horn. Cat-shaped dinosaur. Those are fun.
Okay, Brian. Well, is there anything you'd like to add that we haven't asked you?
I believe we probably covered just about it all.
Okay, great. We'll let you go back to your bike ride then. And thanks
so
much for being on the afternoon show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Have a good evening.